Erie County Sheriff's Deputy Elizabeth Field says the $500,000 grant will be used to educate community, law enforcement, educational institutions, and faith-based organizations about the signs of human trafficking.
A lot of people don't understand that human trafficking is not just sex trafficking, that it also can be part of labor trafficking. When you work 8 hours, you get paid for 8 hours. Our new citizens have to learn what is acceptable here and what we have as far as labor laws, and that we have certain ages where children can work and certain ages where children cannot work.
Fields is also the program director of the Western New York Human Trafficking Alliance. The alliance coordinates the U.S. Attorney's Office, nonprofit agencies, and federal, state, and local law enforcement to investigate trafficking in the 17 counties of Western New York.
Our American citizens, they have to be just as careful, because a lot of times now we're having this sex trafficking happening with minors and with women in our community. So we're working on that area of human trafficking also now.
The International Institute of Buffalo received another $500,000 to assist the survivors of human trafficking. The director of victim services there, Amy Fleischauer, says the funds will help victims obtain emergency food, shelter, clothing, and health care.
I think the greatest piece of education is really to shift that one face of human trafficking that you might have in your mind. A lot of people believe this is only happening to immigrant or Asian women who are forced into the sex industry. That's only one face. We know this can happen to males, females, children from any socioeconomic and any ethnic background.
Fleischauer says the community can help combat human trafficking by tipping off police to any suspicious activity they notice at businesses or homes. In Buffalo, I'm Ashley Hertzel for the Innovation Trail.